Good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. It's good to see everybody. If you pray for me today, that the Lord give me what needs to be said here today. There is a message for all of us today. The Lord wants to speak to our hearts. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we need. And so our help comes from above. And I just want to be His mouthpiece. That's all today. I want to humble myself and look at myself and repent. Cry out to God. I always do that, especially before I get up to say anything, because I want my heart clean. I want to be able to use me. I'm nothing. He's everything. His Word is powerful. He's precious and He's powerful. It's the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believeth. I don't want to come and try to speak in the words of man's wisdoms, but what the Holy Ghost gives, the power gives. And we do that, it'll be right. And I appreciate you all. I love you all. And I thank God for this church. And thank you from the man of God behind me that loves this church and loved it, loved his flock. And has been faithful over the flock. And I tell you, that's why I'm here today. Because God's mercy. But not only that, but I've been led by the Lord through Him. And I'm thankful for that. And I'll never forget that. And all you mean the world to me as well. I love each and every one of you, saved and unsaved. And I want to see you blessed. I want to see you saved if you're not saved. If you are saved, I want to see you grow in the grace and the knowledge of the truth. And that's what I want to do. I want to build upon this foundation, this sure foundation that I'm on. You're not on a sure foundation until you get saved. The Bible said if you're not saved, you're like a man that built his house upon the sand. And the Bible said that it looked good, no doubt, and built it upon the sand. But they didn't go deep and find the rock. They found the sure foundation. And when the storm came, it built upon the house. It beat upon the house, and great was the fall of it. But the house that built upon the stone, when the storms came and when it was raging, it stood. And I'm glad that I own a firm foundation, and it's Christ. And He's the one I serve. And I want to build upon this foundation that He has given me, my salvation, with the precious things, the gold and the silver. The things that when fire is put to it, it's going to make it more pure and holy. And it's going to be a better light. And it's going to be a help to all that's around about us. And that's what I want to do. I don't want to build upon the things of the world. He didn't give me the spirit of the world. When He saved me, He took that out of me. I don't have the love for the world anymore. I don't have no desire to run after the world or the sins that's in the world. The pleasure for sin for a season, I don't have that desire no more. The devil can tempt me, and he does. He's going to tempt every one of us. He's going to work on every one of us. He's going to try to distract us and hinder us in any way and every way he can. We sit down to read our Bible, to pray, to think, and meditate. There he comes. He's going to do all he can to disturb us and to hinder us from doing what God wants us to do. He don't want us getting down and saying, "Lord, speak to me." He don't want us, because that's where we have our strength. And that's where God speaks to us. And when He speaks, we know it in our hearts. We're a sheep. He's the shepherd. And the shepherd hears that precious voice. We hear that shepherd's voice. And I tell you, it's nothing like it when you hear that voice and when He speaks and when He comforts you. Like that song says, "I come to the garden alone." Even when the Bible says, even the birds hushed their singing, when the dew is still on the roses, I tell you, I want to seek Him first and foremost. Put Him first in my life and be able to hear His voice in every line. I tell you, it's wonderful. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. I love the Word of God. It's pure. Therefore, this servant loveth it. I was reading Psalms 119 earlier this week, and I recommend you all do it because it reminds you how important and how precious that the Word of God is. And that we ought to think about this every day, how the Psalms of David, the 119, we talked about that. I don't know if David wrote that. I need to go back and look at that again. But it was good in my heart and made me think about just getting in the Word of God a whole lot more and a whole lot deeper, because that's what we need. That's where we gain our strength. But today I just want to say just whatever the Lord gives me, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to try to do anything without Him. But I hope and pray that you're hungry this morning. I believe if you're hungry, I believe if you come really wanting something from the Lord, I believe He'll give me something to say. I do believe that. Not because I'm anything, I'm nothing, but I'm trying to be clean, I'm trying to be honest with Him. And so I believe if you're really hungering for something, the Lord will give it today. But if you're not, He's not going to bulldoze His way in. He's not going to make us hear. He's not going to do it. He's holy. He's wonderful. And He's merciful. And I'm thankful He is. But He will judge His people. He's going to judge. He's going to start with His people. He judged the children of Israel. He judged them. He judged Judah, Israel, as a whole, the whole land of Israel. He judged them. And they ran after idolatry. They ran after drunkenness and all these types of things and pride and just forsook the Lord. And there they went. And then God permitted them to go in captivity, Babylonian captivity, different types of captivities because of their idol worship and their sins. And they provoked Him to anger and provoked Him to jealousy because they turned their back on God. And America's turned their back on God today. And I tell you, the nation that forgets God will and shall be turned into hell. And we look at today, that's all that's together. Drunkenness and idolatry together. That's the way it is. I mean, they got a beer can in one hand and there they are worshiping the idol. And it followed down to everything in the world. And that's the Bible said, it's the fall of the nations. It's these type of things. And we got to put God first. That's what's wrong with America today. They put God last. God should be first in our nation. And our rulers and our leaders are to put God first. We are to have a good Supreme Court justice that's going to promote good morals and not bad morals. And stating what the Bible says. We ought to go by the Word of God. But America is suffering today because of sin. We all suffer because of sin. And I tell you, every day I look at myself and I have to ask God to forgive me of my sins. I'm not running in willful acts of sin. But I am a sinner saved by grace. I'm not making an excuse for my sin, but I see myself every day as a short man. I see myself as that I got a long ways to go. I need to get closer. I need to get cleaner. I need to have a better attitude. I need the Lord to help me and forgive me of foolish and vain thoughts that Satan does bring. And he does all the time. No matter what it is or what it's about, he's going to bring vain thoughts. I don't want to waste my thoughts and my time on foolish things. I want my mind and my affections to be on things above. I don't want to trust in myself. I don't want to trust in man. But I want to trust the Lord with all my understanding. And all my ways acknowledge Him that He may direct my path. This is for all of us today. That's what the Lord wants us to do. To trust in the Lord. Trust ye in the Lord. I tell you, that's what my trust is. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. And I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I'll stand. All other ground is sinking sand. There's honey in that rock this morning. I tell you, I love it. He's that rock. The rock is Christ. And He's that foundation. And I pray to God, if you're not saved, that you'll come. And I pray that you get saved and born again and get on a firm foundation. It's sure. It's not going to go anywhere. It's going to stand when the world's on fire. You're going to go to heaven when you really get saved because you're on a foundation that cannot be broken. I tell you, He's the chief cornerstone, the precious stone. He's the foundation. The book of Isaiah prophesied about this, that there's a foundation, a sure foundation. And I'm thankful to know that today. And I want to be faithful to Him. And I want you to be saved. The things of this world are going to perish and go up in smoke. And I tell you, the things of this world will leave you just empty. It does not bring peace. There's no peace for the wicked. There's no peace for the unbeliever. You're in the world. And you love the world. And the love of the Father is not in you. And you don't have any peace. Because Jesus is peace. He's the way, the truth. He's the one that stands at the door. He's the judge. He's going to judge every one of us. He's going to judge. And thank God he's that judge that's just and He's holy and He's righteous in everything He does. And I'm thankful to know that today. But I want to read just a few verses of Scripture and I'll sit down whatever the Lord has for us today. The 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I believe it is. And I just want everybody praying this morning that the Lord give us liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I don't know about you, but I want to hear. I want to feel the Lord's presence this morning. That's what delights my soul. I want to feel Him. I want to see the movement of the Holy Spirit. Feel the movement of the Holy Spirit. And if you say that is your desire, that is what you want. But we don't need to let things hinder us from doing that and from the world, those schisms being the body. There's one body and there's many members that make up the body. It's been preached for years and years. Brother Joe's preached this, and the Lord just give it to the other men of God here that spoke. And we ought to be one in units. And that's the only way that the Spirit of God can move. Like Brother Joseph was talking about in his prayer. We need that. We don't need no schism. We don't need no hindrance. We need our hearts to be together. And if we come, and we might be full of holes, but if we come and we're seeking God for mercy and for help and for forgiveness and wanting to receive something from God, He's going to help us. And He's going to move. And souls are going to be saved, despite of what the devil tries to do. I tell you, he fought these young folks here that's gotten saved 3 and 4 years ago. He fought them for years. He tried to keep them from making that decision to really get real about themselves and seek God. And they ran. A lot of them ran. But see, the Lord got their attention because of prayer. But He didn't want them getting saved. The devil don't want laborers for the harvest. There's a great harvest. And we need more laborers for the harvest. And the Lord's called us to be good laborers. And we ought to do that. And I'm going to start reading. And Lord being my helper here, I don't want to say nothing that the Lord had me to. I prayed that this morning. The Lord helped me. My flesh stinks and it's rotten. And I'm vile and I'm depraved. I'm telling you right now, I'm nothing. And I know that. And I ask God to help me. The door of my mouth, that He give me only what He wants me to say today. And I meant every word I said to Him. And I know He heard me. And so I'm putting my faith in that. I'm putting my faith in the power of God this morning. Not what I can do, what I can say, but my faith's in Him. But I don't say anything. God knows what you need. I don't. I don't want to exercise myself in matters that's too high for me. I have no power at all without God. I don't have any. The power's in me. He put it in me. But I tell you, that's what I'm depending on today. But the Bible tells us here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 3, said in verse 9 that we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. And when we get saved, we are God's husbandry. We're His building and we're His laborers. We're not the laborer in the flesh. We're not to build upon this foundation of wood, hay, and stubble. It's going to go up in smoke. The Bible tells us in the Gospels that we're to lay up our treasures in heaven, where the things of the world don't corrupt it, can get to it. The moth can't corrupt it, it's untouchable. It's in heaven itself. And that's where we are to lay, and our labors ought to be. We can labor ourselves down here and beat ourselves apart. And if God ain't in it, then we're wasting our time. But if we do the things that are of God and put forth the effort, then we're going to build in treasures in heaven. Souls are what matters all about is souls. And winning souls. He that winneth souls is wise. And that's what I want to do. I want to be wise. I want to be a wise master builder. That's what He's talking about here. And that's what the Lord's trying to say to us this morning, I believe, is He wants us to be wise master builders. He wants us to stand firm on this foundation. Don't waver. Don't be like a double man that's unstable in all of his ways. But stay upon the foundation. Don't run after the things of the world. Don't flirt with sin. Don't run after sin. Cast it down. You know, this flesh don't like it when we announce the sins that are in the world, because it hits home. And people don't want to hear it. I met a guy yesterday in Shane's restaurant, and I'll share it with you, but this man, he come up to me, he handed me a card. He said, I want to give you one of my cards. So I looked at his card, and on the front it said my card. On the back it said nothing. And he went to the restroom, and my thought came to my mind, well, I'm going to give him a card. I'm going to give him a broadcast card. So he came out of the restroom, and I said, here's a card. He said, no, that's yours to keep. I said, no, I'm going to give you a card. And he looked at it. He said, oh, I wanted to be a preacher once, like Billy Graham. He said, but I soon find out that people would rather hear lies than the truth. So I started telling lies, and I've been very successful at it. I said to myself, Lord, have mercy. I said, well, preacher is a calling. It's not a profession. I said, it's a calling God puts on a man. And I said, He'll tell the truth, and it'll help you get out of your sin and get out of the problems that you're in. I don't know exactly how I said it, but I gave it to him. And he didn't have much to say after that, but he took the card and he walked back to his table And I've been praying for that man ever since. I've been praying that the Lord opened that man's heart, that he would tune in the internet there for King Road Baptist Church, and he can listen to Brother Gerald, me and my brother Vic, or whoever's on there, someone that God can use to speak to this man's heart. This man's been hurt somehow. But he said a little bit of truth there. Men rather hear lies than the truth, because the truth hurts. Because the truth lets people see. They don't want to see themselves. They don't want to hear the truth. They rather have somebody tickle their ear and lie to them and tell them everything's lovely than someone to really stand and preach. And somebody stands to preach and tells you the truth. They love you, and you ought to love them for it, not be upset with them. But that's the way of the flesh. That's the way of the flesh. That's the way all of our flesh is. And I tell you, I want to see myself. When I hear the truth, I want to say, woe is me. And not just say it. I want to do something about it. I want to really look at it and ask God to help me. Because there's help when you're honest. But if you're not, if you puffed up and you harden your heart, then God have mercy. The Lord is going to bring down judgment. He gives grace to the humble. What did it say? He resists the proud. He don't like a proud look. That's one of the things that God hates, is a proud look. He don't like lies and people telling lies. Go read that. The things that God doth hate. That's pride, arrogancy, being arrogant, rude, sowing division among the brethren. Those types of things God hates. And I'll tell you, that scares me to death. I don't know about you, but that scares me to death. When I think about something God hates, and I don't want to be no part of it, and I ask God to help me. God, have mercy on me. And help me keep the doors of my mouth. Help me do what I'm supposed to do. And I do fall. I do make mistakes. But I ask God to help me with it. I know when I fall. I know when I fall. And then when I don't, I'm asking Him to help me every day to let me see the things I don't see. That's the way we ought to do. And so, my faith's in Him. My trust is in Him. But the Bible said we are laborers together with God. Together. Labors together. Not against one another. We're not running an opposite direction. If we're saved and we're on the sure foundation, we're to work together. If you ever work with a team of guys or women or whoever it is, you know that when you work together, a lot gets done. Things go a whole lot smoother when they work together. And things can get done. And it's wonderful. That's the way God works. He works together. And so if we're laborers together, souls are going to be saved. Those that in your family that you're praying for, and you mentioned to the church to be praying, then the Lord's going to use us together, the laborers together for that one soul. It's important. That one that's laid up in the hospital, those that are sick and afflicted, if we bind together, then the Lord will hear our prayers. Because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And the Bible said the Lord's ear is open to the cry of the righteous. He's listening. He understands God's tears are God's language. You see, God understands. Tears are our language. God understands. He understands our tears. He understands our hurts and our pains. He knows everything about us. There's nothing that God don't know. And we can trust Him. And we can believe in Him. Believe in Him with all of our heart. And He'll give us what we need. We got to trust Him. That's where my trust is. And I want to learn to trust Him more. I pray God help me with my unbelief. Anything, any doubt, Lord, in my mind, in my heart, I ask You to help me with it. Lord, I don't want no doubt. I just want to believe You, trust You. And know that You have all power. See, He created all of it. He created the universe and everything therein, every power, every principality, everything He made. And He's greater than all of that. He's greater than man. By all means, He's greater than man. Greater than anyone. And I'm thankful that I serve a God that's truly risen, that's alive today. And He's not something that I hope I have or think I have or some type of God that men worship that has no power. They'll take educated in the way of art and building of idols and engraving all types of things and taking gold. And I mean, I'm talking about professionals that take the gold and the silver and they make them idols like they did and fell down and worshiped them that had no power at all to deliver. And God would tell them, "Won't you just go ahead and continue to trust in that? Just trust in that, all your idols and see where your help comes from. It's not in that. It's not in the things of this world. It's in God." And He said, "According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Take heed. Listen to that word, take heed. What does it mean? It means to do something. It means to be aware. It means to be, really concerned and know the importance of building there on this foundation, and take heed how we do it. How are we building? For other foundations can no man lay, that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He said, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. He's talking to believers right here. We that own that foundation, we that own that sure foundation, we're to take heed how we build thereon, and we're to build the precious things that when fire's put to it, it don't go up in smoke. So there's going to be so many that stand before God that's not saved and say, Lord, You remember me. I've done many mighty works in Your name. I mean, we've done this. We started churches. We've done a lot of miracles and laying the hands and casting out demons. And we've done so many things for You. But He's going to say, depart from me, you works of iniquity. I never knew you. They never were on the firm foundation, you see. They went the way of religion. They went the way of Balaam and all types of things. These false preachers and going the way of things like that. I mean, of the religious things. But see, that's pitiful today, the way that people are, religious and lost, and they're hell bound, and they're confident in their ignorance, they're ignorant, and they're confident in that, and that's sad because when they wipe their eyes in hell, it'd be too late, it'd be way too late for anyone to get out of hell. This is serious this morning. And I hope, pray that you all really get a hold of your minds and really listen what the Lord's trying to say to you personally. This is a personal thing. When somebody gets up and stands and God's using somebody, you take it to your heart personally, everybody, from the little child in us. There's a little child listening to me right now. I mean, she's all ears. It touches my heart. She's seeking. She wants something. But there's some of you don't want it like that. Where's your desire? If you say, what stole away your heart? What took you away? If you come back to Bethel, renew your vows. You know, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap for me and you too. Wanting to do and doing it is two different things. And some of you don't have no type of really determination to do anything. When something gets just get a little bit tough or hard, you just fall apart and you run. God ain't called a soldier like that. He's called a soldier that will stand. Do all to stand, that you might fight off the wiles of the devil. We're in a battle. You got to realize that when you get saved. It's a wonderful life, only life to live. But it's a life of a fight. It's a life that you are a soldier, and you're to run a race, and you're to fight a fight, and you're to train, and you're to build up your most holy faith. That's what the Bible tells us. If we don't, you're going to be defeated every time. And the devil don't mind you just being relaxed and lean, and maybe you're not doing too bad. Maybe you're not bar hopping, and maybe you're not going out committing some harsh sins, but yet you're sitting there idle and you're not doing anything for the Lord. That's sinful. And I tell you, that's bad. And the God don't want you to live that way. He wants you to be a wise master builder. He wants you to. But I hope and pray that you all listen. Think about what's being said here. For no other foundation, no man laid that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's work what sort it is. God sees every sin. And when you stand before God, Everything you've done and everything you've committed is going to be open to Him. There's nothing that you can't hide from Him. There'll be nowhere to go and to hide. You will be totally exposed when those fiery eyes try your works. It's going to be declared of what it is. Is it gold? Is it the precious souls? Or is it the things of the world? When you sold out to the world, when you run after the things of the world, when you just stood idle, are you going to do something for what God's given you? Take it and use it for the glory of God, that others may have this wonderful life that you have. I want everybody in this world to be saved. And I know they won't be. There's people that are reprobate. There's people that will never come to the truth. But my prayer to God is that all be saved. And I want to have more compassion. And I want to have a greater burden for people. I got a long ways to go, but I do have compassion. And that's not a boast, but God does take my heart. And I want to see them get in. And I want to be a good example. And so much to get done. Just a handful of people can't get it all done. There's enough in this church that's saved. I mean, really do a lot for the Lord here. Souls can be really get saved. Not just here, but people that we're around on our jobs and people we come in contact with. God will put them in your prayer life. And He will add people to your prayer life if you're listening to Him. Like that man I met yesterday. Like the man I met over there does the missions. I pray for them when God brings them to my mind because they're troubled people. And they need help. They need the Lord. The Bible said here now, the fire is going to reveal what it is. It's going to make it manifest. Verse 13, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, it shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Our work's going to be tried. There'll be rewards given for the faithful and those that built upon this foundation with the precious things. It's going to be a reward. But if it's not, it's going to burn. It's going to burn up and go up in smoke. And I'll tell you today, you can look on your past, and I hope you do, and you think about how did you build? All that labor has burned up and gone up in smoke. It's not going to stand the fire. And you're going to stand before Him, and I'm going to stand before Him. And Paul said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, he said, I persuade men. I'm persuading you. I know the terror of the Lord. I know that God's going to judge His people. You be sure that's what He was telling us. Book of Hebrews, he talked about that. God's going to judge His people. But the Bible said if we judge ourselves, if we correct ourselves, then we won't have to be judged. We won't have to be chastised if we humble ourselves. We don't tell how God is, how it really is. We don't tell God that it's not sin. If we know it's sin, we call it sin. And we call that sin up to God. We don't go around telling everybody about our sins, but we tell it to God. And when we do, He'll hear us. If we're honest and open, listen to what He's saying. If any man's work abide which he had built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. If you're saved, you're saved. You're going to heaven. Because what He does right. And that foundation's sure. But you can stand before Him and have very little to cast at His feet. Any type of rewards, I tell you, you're going to be saved just as by fire. You're just going to, just a very scarce amount. In other words, you're barely going to get in. And the Bible said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner ungodly appear? If you're living in sin and you're barely going to make it in yourself, where is the ones committed your trust? How are they going to get in? How are they going to get in? If somebody else ain't laboring over them and praying for them, they're going to die. They're going to go to hell. And we're not to depend on somebody else's prayers for what God's committed to our trust. We need to get busy about a Father's business. And not just be moved by our own people, but all people that needs help. God help us this morning. I'm talking to me too. And I don't know your thoughts, and I know there's a lot of thoughts come through the minds. I know it does. The devil tries to work and lie and cheat and tell all kinds of things. I tell you, it is grieving to the Holy Spirit. It's grievous when you want God to really use you and really have His hand on you. And there's a hindrance. That's very grievous. And sometimes I tell you, first of all, I look at myself. And I ask God to help me because I want to be sure. Because the devil's good at disturbing me. And I don't want him. I know it. That disturbing spirit is out of the devil. But the Lord's going to take care of the hindrances and the things. And I tell you, we all are in a human body. We're all fleshly. And we're all rotten. And we all have to work on ourselves when we come to the house of God and everywhere and every time. So I'm not picking on nobody. I'm just saying, as a whole, that's what we got to do to really say no to our flesh. Know you not that you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? I've seen people that are saved and living after their flesh, they don't want to think about this Scripture, or they soon forget, or when we really think about it, that they are the temple of God and the Spirit of God is living in them. And the Bible said, if you defile your body, that God will destroy. We're not to defile our bodies. We're not to live loosely. We're not to go and do things in our flesh. We're not to commit adultery. We're not to commit fornication. We're not to commit these type of things. Different types of sins that are in the world and in the flesh. And He named every one of them. And we're not to follow those types of things. If we do, thank God He forgives us. Who is without sin? That's what He said about the woman there that was caught in the adultery very act. So he without sin cast the first stone. I tell you, your sin may not be my sin, and my sin may not be your sin. But God is the judge, and He will forgive. Thank God for that. Thank God He gives mercy. And He gives forgiveness. He don't destroy us. That's what we do. We bring that on ourselves when we don't listen, when we run, and we continue to run. But if we humble ourselves, He will have mercy. That's what He does, because He loves us. He died for us. He loved us so much that He didn't even spare His own Son to die an awful death. To take your sin and my sin and bear it in His own body on the tree. That our infirmities and our sicknesses may be healed. That we would be born again, have a new nature, a divine nature. And God did not spare Him. He gave Him up because He loved us. He loved His Son, but He loved the world. And don't you know He'll freely give us all good things? If He didn't spare His Son that we would live, don't you know He'd give us all good things today? Don't you know He'll have mercy and forgive if we'll seek Him with all of our heart? That's what He wants, repentance. That's where it starts, with the church, repentance. And when the church gets right, revival comes. The power of God will fall. We know this. We've seen this. We've been preached to for years. And we've seen it. We've had a taste of it. When Brother Gerald had that stroke, it shocked all the church. And people that didn't weep before were weeping. And they began to seek God and say, God, have mercy on us. What's happened here? And they seemed to do God's will and had a desire to do God's will. And that was good. And God began to deal. But then the devil came. He got better. He began to get a little more relaxed and lean. A lot of times people don't like to hear me preach. Because a lot of times it comes out that way of alarm. Shaking up. Because that's what God's trying to do to the church. And to me too. I'm in the same category. But you know, I'm going to preach what He gives me. I'm learning that. Don't let things affect me, what people think. I got a long ways to go. But if I preach what God gives me and I preach the truth, I don't have nothing to worry about. That Word's going to do what it said it's going to do. And God, they don't want that anyway. I know that that ain't them. When people maybe have harsh feelings, I know it's not them. I know it's the devil. He works on us all that way. I fought that same devil you're fighting. Don't think the devil goes easy on me. He don't go easy on any of us. As long as you lay an idle, he don't bother you too much because he's got you right where he wants you. If you start getting serious about God's will, here he'll come. He'll disturb you then. That's the time to fight. That's the time to go forward. It's not the time to turn back. Don't turn your back on God. Turn to God. Turn to him. Go before him. Fall on your face. Say, God, help me. This sin's bigger than me. I've never forgot that when Brother Zero preached that. When there's things that you have you can't seem to overcome, take it to the Lord and say, Lord, this is bigger than I am and I can't do it. I can't get away from it. And that's what I do and that's what I pray all the time. Lord, these things are bigger than me. I can't handle it. Much as I want to, I can't. And I ask you to help me. But if I follow that desire and I seek him when that problem comes and if I fall and seek him, he's going to help me and deliver me. There's no temptation taking you but just coming to man. But God will make the way of escape when it time comes. When the way of temptation comes, if you seek it, he'll make that way of escape that you wouldn't fall. Psalmist knew about it. He said, the Lord, you give me hinds feet that I should not fall. His trust was on God and on God's Word, His statutes, His precepts. Isn't that wonderful? The law. His hope was on the Word of God. He said, thy testimonies are sure. I've seen it. I know it. What you say you're going to do, God, you're going to do it. His testimony is sure. His foundation is sure. I mean, He's precious. He's everything. And everything God has. And I tell you, my salvation is sure today. My citizenship is sure in heaven because what Jesus did. And I tell you, I want to love Him more. I don't love Him like I should. I want to love Him more. The closer I get, the better it gets. But I've never reached that mark. But I sure have got a taste. Like that song we sang this morning. Planting my feet on holy and higher ground. A higher plane. That's what I want. My hope, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Who shall ascend the hill, Lord? Who shall stand in the holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart. The heart's got to be clean. Just clean it up. Take it to God. He's got the right solution. He's got the right cleaning solution for every sin it is. No matter how deep the stain is gone, if you're not saved, even if you are saved, sin is, it'll stain you. But I tell you, he's got a solution. And his blood is that solution, and it will cleanse every sin. Isn't that wonderful? It will set every sin. He forgives. Every sin He will forgive. As long as they hadn't blasphemed the Holy Ghost. As long as they hadn't turned over to a reprobate in mind. But God's so long-suffering and merciful that He forgives sin no matter who they are. God knows what's in the mind. He knows the ignorance that they have. He knows how much understanding they have. But somebody that has enough understanding, they do certain things and they can blaspheme the Holy Ghost. But today, the Lord's trying to call your attention to take heed. He's calling my attention to take heed, to build, and how we're going to build upon this foundation as a wise master builder. Wise. I mean the wisdom that comes from above. Not our wisdom, not our thoughts, not what we think, not the way we think we ought to handle these situations, but what does God say? What does God think? And so we're to build upon this with the wisdom from a God, from above. The wisdom of the world is foolishness with it. With God. And the wisdom of God is foolishness to the world. They can't have the things of God. They're carnal. They're ungodly. They're wicked. They don't know Him. And they can't receive Him. They can't receive those things of God until they get saved. They can receive Him in their heart as they repent. And then they'll have the wisdom that comes from above. They'll be on a sure foundation. But the Bible said here that we are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. He said our temples are holy, and we ought to take care of our temples. We ought to do the things that God wants us to do. He's laid it all out in the Word of God here. Everything we need is in the Word of God. No matter what we face, it's in the Word of God. It's here. Everything that we're going to face in this life, I believe, is in the Word of God. And we can find our hope and our trust and our strength and our encouragement from the Word of God. Because He's there. The Holy Spirit will have to make it known to us, but it's here. He said, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ, and Christ is God. And Paul was writing to the church of Corinth here. It was a carnal church. A church that was, I mean, just some were saying, I'm of Apollos, I'm of a Paul, I'm of a Peter, I'm of this one, I'm of that one. And I mean, Paul had to deal with the church of Corinth. He had to deal with these. And it's for our good. It's for our understanding to know of how our flesh is and how that the devil works on our flesh, you see. And so as we take this and we apply it to our lives and hearts, then we'll have light to know what we need to do to correct it. But God forgives us. Thank God He does. And He's wanting us all to come and really repent of our sins. I don't know your sin, but God knows your sins. He knows my sins. And I started this morning confessing mine, as I do every morning, asking God to help me. And like I said, I'll say it again for whoever may hear this preaching today, that I am not running in sin. I'm not going after filthy lucre. I'm not going after another woman. I'm not committing adultery. I'm not committing fornication. I'm not cussing. I'm not lying. I'm not doing those types of things. And I'm not saying this, that I'm good. I'm just telling you that I'm trying to serve God. But yet, when I see myself at the end of the day, I see myself every day that I come up short. And I ask God to help me. But that's what God wants us to do. And I believe that as we correct what we do see, He'll let us see more. He'll let us see other things. More light we get, the more we can see. It's not a good thing when you start to lose your eyesight, when you just can't see. Mine's not too bad. Got a scene about just to get some more glasses and things. And it's mostly just the reading. It's all. And I thank God for that. But I tell you, I see how I can't read at times unless I have these glasses. And if I don't have enough light around me, I can't really see it then. But when I put a great light on it, then I can see it. And that's what happens. When the closer we get to the Lord, the more we can see the things that seem to be dim, the things that are deep, the things that we don't really want to see, they'll come up. And so we can correct it. But y'all pray for me and pray the Lord to help me and use me in the service. I wish to God the service could have been a lot better today, that the message of the Lord could have been a lot better and stronger. But I've done the best I could to preach what God brought to my mind to give me to say. And I won't apologize for it, but I will go home and pray God to help me and have mercy on me and help me that I would be used in a better and greater way. Because I don't want to be the problem. I don't want to be the hindrance. I want to be close to the Lord and be used of God. So pray for me. Pray that the Lord's will be done in my life. And I'm praying for you as well, that the Lord's will be done in your life. But as today, do some praying. That's what I'm going to do. And let's just ask God to have mercy upon us. Because I am grieved this morning. And I know that some of you agree too. But I know that the Word don't come back void. I know that God's going to use it and He'll bring it back to you. Just like He does, He brings it back to me. But it sure would have been a lot better if the presence of God was a lot stronger here today. But I'm not going to say no more. Just pray for me. Pray for my family. I love y'all. God bless you.